20 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 7:12. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.16. No precipitation today. We are up one from the overnight low. It's 27.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's bipartisan deal to boost border security has the endorsement of the Border Patrol Union, and the Border Patrol Commissioner says it gives them the strongest set of tools in decades. It appears, however, the deal won't get even a vote in the House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer imploring his colleagues in the other party to ignore calls to kill their hard-fought immigration deal.
Whether or not senators can drown out the outside noise, drown out people like Donald Trump who want chaos, and do the right thing.
The Senate's Republican leader urging his party to do the same, even as House Republicans say they will kill the deal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The rain's still coming down in Southern California. Three people have died so far in the storms. The worry remains that mudslides still pose a significant threat. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, in regular contact with King Charles, says he's thinking about the king following Monday's cancer diagnosis. This is ABC News. The full House of Representatives today expected to vote on impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans accuse him of breaking the law when it comes to his handling of the southern border. Democrats call it blatantly political. Jury deliberations continue today in the trial of Jennifer Crumbley. She is facing involuntary manslaughter charges in Michigan in connection with her son's deadly rampage at his high school. And more people were tuning in to music's biggest night.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's record-setting album of the year win, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs' Fast Car duet, Jay-Z's fiery speech, it all helped boost the Grammys audience big time. The show averaging 16.9 million viewers, up 34% from last year, and the biggest audience since before the start of the pandemic. CBS and the Recording Academy say streaming viewership was up big time as well, a 173% increase over last year. We're told the audience peaked around 9:45 to 10 p.m. Eastern during the In Memoriam segment. Over 18 million were watching. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in girls basketball, Ithaca was the winner over River Valley, 57-47, Mineral Point 49, Fenimore 40, Platteville and Cuba City meeting last night with Cuba winning 72-57, Royal over Lafarge 54-32 in area girls basketball. Boys basketball, Riverdale over Kickapoo 58-45, Highland 74, Ithaca 63, Lakeside Lutheran 63-42 over River Valley, Schulzburg 76, Boscobel 60, Westby 71, Fenimore 50, Platteville 87-43 over Cuba City. It was Evansville 61, Dodgeville 59. Mineral Point beat Potosi 80-58, and River Ridge over DeSoto 68-41 in boys basketball. On the state and national scene, as we look at the Brewer news, Giants have acquired left-handed pitcher Ethan Small from Milwaukee for cash after the Brewers designated the pitcher for assignment last week. College basketball, it was Kansas State over number 4 Kansas, 75-70. In the NBA, the Lakers 124, Charlotte 118, Cleveland 136, Sacramento 110, Dallas 118, Philadelphia 102, Golden State beat Brooklyn 109-98, the Clippers 149, Atlanta 144, New Orleans 138, Toronto 100. From the NHL in overtime, the Rangers 2-1 over Colorado, the Islanders 3, and Toronto 2. That's a look at Tuesday morning sports.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart-healthy living.
Mild today with a good amount of sunshine and highs in the low 50s. Southeast to south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy and staying warm, a high of 52. 39 Wednesday night and unseasonably warm. Thursday, 55 with record warmth possible and scattered rain showers later. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading this morning of 32, we've been down to 26. Right now it is 27 degrees. Today is Tuesday, February 6th.
Like she used to do. She's so full of surprises. She reminds me of you. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the heart of the night.
just like she used to do. She's so full of surprises. Oh, mama, she reminds me of you. Right here in the heart of the night. In the heart of the
That's Polco taking us to some warm southern nights right there, the heart of the night. It is 12 minutes after the hour of six bells here at WRCO. Phil Nee with you, and we set you on the way toward what we hope is a good day in southwest Wisconsin. It may not be a record breaker, although the record is 54. I think we're going to be pretty close again today. We came within two yesterday. Some real rare air, that's for sure. Been thinking about getting my Huffy three-speed bicycle out of the garage, but I haven't done it yet. No, still kind of working on if I can find it. Got to clean the garage too. June's been on me about that. I did finally clean my closet though. That was one of the things that she wanted me to do on the weekend. She said, "I know you got a few things to do, but clean your closet." Okay, all right. So I borrowed my buddy's skid steer and got it done. Anyway.
He thinks he'll be the one to walk her to his room. But for all of his scheming, he's only dreaming. He might as well be gone, because she's got her eyes on the dance floor. She's made up her mind, and the lady takes the cowboy every time. 'Cause she's just dying to do the Texas two-step, and she just can't wait to strut her stuff, dancing to the Cotton Eye Joe. So she's gonna dance till the band stops playing at 2 a.m. and still have time for one beer before she goes home with her two-step cowboy. She'll have time for one beer. Somewhere in her arms tonight,
too high. For all our friends know we're just a little old fashioned, she and I.
Alabama on WRCO Country and Community. It is 6:19. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center providing an update on our move to Sexnerville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesniks and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in three sizes, while the Y series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Meister Log & Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Super Bowl week, lots of hype there. I watched a little bit, just kind of behind the scenes there, the big media days, and boy, what a swarm, what a frenzy that is. Mike Clemens, who's a beat reporter and checks in from time to time with us, will be checking in on Friday and talking about all of the madness going on around the Super Bowl in Las Vegas this week. The game sometimes is almost secondary. There's so many other things going on. Here's Wade Hayes on FM 100.9.
Girl, you got me so confused. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Part of me says take it slow, and part of me says let it go. Now don't stop. Don't stop doing what you're doing to me. I think we're moving way too fast. We need to take it slow and make it last. But I can't keep holding back if you keep doing things like that. Now don't stop. Stop doing what you're doing to me. You start a spark of love, no doubt. I've watched the flames of love go out. Burning love takes a toll, and I don't want to lose control. Now don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop. Stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop.
News, weather, and sports coming up today from FM 100.9. Here is Tom T. Hall.
Ain't it strange how people change and almost overnight? Who once was a country girl is now a socialite. We're proud for you, but when you're through and seek some common ground, oh, we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell old jokes and bow at splits and strikes. Country music still plays on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. RSVP is not for me, and black tie's not my style. I thought you'd like to know, 'cause you ain't been here for a while. We read about your tour de force, we're glad you get around, but we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell old jokes, and we bow at splits and strikes. George Jones is still a hero on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. Babe, we miss you on the old side of town.
We miss you on the old side of town. Tom T on WRCO FM 100.9. And news, weather, and sports update is next.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome, but will not be. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update is next today on WRCO, sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for mild conditions and some sunshine, a high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 31, and 52 for tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 27 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A community forum was held yesterday that offered information about the Richland School District referendums, an update on the future of Simons Recreation Complex, and a collaboration group overview. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board was very pleased with the outcome. He spoke after the first forum that was held yesterday.
I thought it was a great turnout here this morning. Dean and I were talking earlier, and we thought if we could get 30 to 35 people, that would be outstanding. I think the head count came in right around 94, 95 here this morning. And as I mentioned on the morning show earlier, when we can get informed voters and get the information out there, then that makes all of our people more educated, and it provides an opportunity for them to have factual information and then share that information with their constituents.
The takeaway from last night, a head count of around 74 attended the nighttime session at the Phoenix Center. Steve Board says the biggest takeaway from the sessions is facts.
We live in a world where so many people get their information from a variety of sources, and they're not always reliable sources. And so by coming today and hearing factual information, whether it pertains to the state of the campus or Simons or what's going on in the city, or as I gave the information on as it relates to the school district and what we're going to do with the money if it passes in the referendum, that's all real important information, but they're getting factual information. And I think when we have informed people getting factual information, that's where our people make good decisions. It's when they rely on other sources that aren't always accurate where we get misinformation and misperception out there.
The warm weather is causing concern for syrup harvesters. Temperatures like this might be good for maple syrup producers in the spring, but in late January, not so much, making tapping tricky this season. As the ground thaws out, trees produce sap, and they are doing this now. And once tree buds become full of sap, they start growing and the stream stops. So harvest as soon as you can, according to state harvesters. Wisconsin Democrats are inching closer to overturning Republican drawn legislative maps. Wisconsin is a purple state where Republicans have held a firm grip on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins in recent years. But the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court is nearing the release of new maps that will reduce Republican power. Republicans are vowing to take their fight to the U.S. Supreme Court after the state's highest court tossed the current maps as unconstitutional. One of the Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District met with small business owners in La Crosse over the weekend. Rebecca Cook, who had started her own small business in western Wisconsin, used her visit to talk about business, travel, and housing. Cook is facing Assembly Representative Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson in the Democratic primary. The winner of August's primary will face Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, who outraised the Democratic field combined, according to fourth quarter campaign filings with the FEC in November's general election. Police say a person of interest is in custody following the shooting deaths of a bartender and her husband inside a southern Wisconsin sports bar. The Elkhorn Police Department said Monday the person of interest was taken into custody on an unrelated matter. It provided no other information about that person. The shootings around 12 a.m. Thursday killed 37-year-old Gina Weingart and 33-year-old Emerson Weingart. Police say the Walworth County Sheriff's Office was called to the Sports Page Bar in Elkhorn after reports of shots fired there. Mississippi State Auditor is reviewing his call for Brett Favre to repay the state for welfare money that the auditor says was improperly spent on projects backed by the retired NFL quarterback. Auditor Shad White's filed court papers on Monday demanding nearly $730,000 from Favre. It is the latest twist in a legal battle over money that was supposed to help some of the poorest people in the nation. Favre filed a defamation lawsuit against the auditor last year. The auditor says Favre improperly received more than $1 million in welfare money for speaking engagements, and Favre has repaid only part of that. Police in Oak Creek are looking for a suspect after a car was stolen with children inside. The incident happened late Sunday morning at an Oak Creek Quick Trip. Police say shortly after it was stolen, they found the vehicle abandoned along with the two children inside. The children were unharmed. Police are seeking information on the person who stole the vehicle and fled the scene. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. You are urged to make a donation as there is currently a blood shortage. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host an Impact Life Madison blood drive on Thursday from 10 until 3 in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Madison at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Impact Life Madison is a supplier to the Richland Hospital. WRCU News will continue in a moment with a check of today's weather picture.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
The forecast for today calls for a high in the low 50s, mild conditions with a good amount of sunshine, southeast to south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy and staying warm, a high of 52. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and continued unseasonably warm, a high of 39. Thursday's high, 55, with record warmth possible that day. Scattered rain showers, especially from afternoon on. And the temp remains pretty mild for the weekend, 45 Friday, 35 Saturday, and a bit cooler Sunday, sunny and 32 degrees. Yesterday it was 52 here at the studios. We were at 32 degrees at midnight, and we've been as low as 26. Right now it is 27 at WRCO, WRCE.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at last night's sports scores, details on the schedule for tonight as well. And some notes on the state scene, where fans at Milwaukee games could be seeing some changes in their parking ways as well. And the Bucks making a change, and also looking at a game coming up tonight as they try to break out of their recent funk.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In boys basketball last night, Riverdale logged a 58-45 win over Kickapoo. The host Chieftains broke open a close game in the first half and built the lead to 11 at halftime, 27-16. Andre Tainer had 15 points to lead the Chieftains, and Caleb Tracy scored 14. Rich Offerdahl hit three threes for 9 points. Kickapoo was led by Rye Gerke with 23, and Malachi McCauley scored 10. Riverdale won the JV game 47-22. With the victory in varsity action last night, Riverdale now prepares for a conference game at home against Fenimore Thursday night. Kickapoo will play at Waseca Steuben also on Thursday. It was Highland getting the win against Ithaca. The Bulldogs trailed by a good deficit at halftime and never fully recovered. Highland gets the win 74-63. Also in boys basketball, Lakeside Lutheran 63-42 over River Valley. Schulzburg got the win against Boscobel 76-60. Westby over Fenimore 71-50. Platteville 87, Cuba City 43. Viroqua beat Cochrane Fountain City 74-60. Evansville edged Dodgeville 61-59. Mineral Point over Potosi 80-58. And River Ridge 68-41 winners against DeSoto. Monroe got the win against Belleville 62-52. And in girls basketball, Ithaca over River Valley at a makeup game last night. 57-47, the Bulldogs beat the Blackhawks. Mineral Point over Fenimore 49-40. Cuba City 72-57 over Platteville. Royal 54, Lafarge 32. Brookwood 63-60 over DeSoto. Bangor 58, Arcadia 35. New Lisbon beat Port Edwards 72-26. And Wisconsin Dells over Adams Friendship 69-25. On tonight's schedule, the Richland Center boys will make a rare trip to Waseca Steuben. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pecatonica plays at Weston, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien, Benton at Lancaster, Adams Friendship at Mauston as well. In girls basketball, Waseca Steuben at Ithaca, Seneca at Lafarge, North Crawford at DeSoto, Kickapoo travels to Cashton, Westby at Black River Falls, Wisconsin Dells at Sauk Prairie. In the SWAL, it will be Fenimore at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Riverdale, Mineral Point at Southwestern, Cuba City at Boscobel, Dodgeville with a non-conference tilt at Highland this evening, and Mauston is at River Valley. Losses to Nebraska and Purdue have dropped the Badgers lower in the college basketball polls. Wisconsin is now number 9 in the USA Today coaches poll and 11th in the AP poll. Marquette has been on a tear lately, moving up from 9th to 7th on both lists. The Badgers play tomorrow night against Michigan. St. John's visits the Fiserv Forum to meet the Golden Eagles on Saturday. Former Packer defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery has been hired by the Patriots. Montgomery also worked with the team's running backs. Before he left, he was the assistant coach who had been with Green Bay for the longest time. The Brewers are making changes to the way fans park at American Family Field. The plan is to speed up the process. No changes to the time that those lots open or the prices you pay. Now you'll be charged by the information gathered by a license plate reader. The team says no other sports franchise in the country is using a system like this. The Bucks have sent rookie Chris Livingston back to the G League. He only played 1 minute in a loss to the Jazz last weekend. Livingston will be available for the Wisconsin Herds game in Long Island Wednesday night. The Bucks prepare for their last game on the Western 5-game road trip. They'll play at Phoenix tonight. That's a 9 o'clock tip-off time. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Badger football program is facing some big-time competition as it recruits a wide receiver prospect from Indiana. Eugene Hilton is a 3-star receiver and the son of former NFL receiver Ty Hilton, or that is T.Y. Hilton. He visited the Madison campus last October. He'd be a part of the recruiting class of 2025. Hilton is being pursued by several programs, including his home state Hoosiers of the Big Ten. Patrick Mahomes talked yesterday about his team persevering during media day at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys because no matter what the outside world said, they still believed and they still worked hard and they strive to be great. And that's all you can ask for is guys that I see the talent. I know they can make the plays. And if you continue to work at it every single day, then your fortunes are going to turn. And that's what's happened. And you've seen it in this playoff run, man. We got the guys to get to the game. We got the guys to win it. And now they just got to go out there and prove it.
Chiefs and 49ers in the big game coming up on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50 plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy. And if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522, or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Tear up the roads in this old town. Any bar I find open, I close it down. That 2 a.m. last call, man, I'd answer. I'd burn that candle at both ends till it met in the middle, just smoldering. I was searching for something, didn't even know what I was after. Then God made a for a man, didn't have much going, but his life began when she took his aim. The sky turned blue, the clouds parted, light shined on a lonely heart when God made a woman. Never gave him a reason to bless me at all, and I still can't believe that an angel would fall for a guy like me. Guess he sees who needs saving. Every night I hit my knees again, thanking the Lord she's a lot like him. She loves me with a grace that's truly amazing. Yeah, God made a woman for a man, didn't have much going, but his life began when she took his hand. The sky turned blue, the clouds parted, light shined on a lonely heart when God made a woman. He made the moon, he made the sun, but to me best thing he's ever done. God made a woman. Yeah, God made a woman. God made a woman. Fall for a man. Didn't have much going, but his life began when she took his hand. The sky turned blue, the clouds parted, light shined on a lonely heart when God made a woman. God made a woman.
Jared Neiman on WRCO Country and Community. It is 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. 26 degrees in Richland Center this morning. Here is Leroy Parnell featuring Brooks and Dunn.
Well,
Good morning from WRCL. It is now 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Yes, Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from February the 5th. We had 396 head a day, 61 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice beef steers and heifers, 150 to 161. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 148 to 158. Choice Holstein steers, 137 to 147. And select and unfinished steers and heifers, 136 and down. 122 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 103 to 115. The middle 60, 75 to 102. And the bottom 20%, 74 and down. One bull today, 109 and down. 176 head of calves day. The top 80% of bull calves bring 280 to 480. The quality Holstein heifer calves, 190 and down. Quality beef calves, 250 to 790. And the light pork quality calves, $70 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it. 5 minutes before 7, we are remembering country music singer-songwriter Toby Keith today, who died at 62 yesterday, has been battling stomach cancer for the last year or so, and the 6'4 singer broke out in the country boom of the 1990s. I have remembered it well. We were receiving these CDs. That's how we got our music at the time. They were sending CDs from Mercury Music, and it was called a triple play. There were three new artists, and one of them was a guy by the name of John Banyan. The other two became pretty famous. The other one was Shania Twain and Toby Keith, and they would go on to have just legendary careers. But Keith, who has been was through Richland Center a couple of times, played twice at Star Spangled Celebration, came through the second time, and at that time he was probably the top star in country music at that time. And remember that well, and just the intensity kind of grew. Lots of folks coming in at that time, and as far as security was beefed up as well, because he was a big deal. And remember that real well. Even remember his semi that had the stacks on the side, and the outline when it would light up at night, it said "Get you some" on both stacks. That was one of his hit records at the time. So cool stuff. We remember Toby Keith. One of his best, and also one of his best videos, too.
She said, "I seen you in here before." I said, "I've been here a time or two." She said, "Hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face." I said, "Girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay. Just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was." I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man.
I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.